The Southern Gateway Chorus is an 80-member all-male choir. They began singing in Cincinnati some 60 years ago. The singers are dedicated to enriching lives in Greater Cincinnati by pursuing vocal music education for youth and providing family-friendly entertainment in the barbershop style. The singers range in age from 9 to 90, and there are several families involved, fathers, sons, brothers who perform in the chorus. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest tonight just happens to have a little bit of experience singing in one of those family barbershop quartets with Dad and the brothers, Gary Ellerhorst, longtime performing member of Southern Gateway Chorus and writer of the group's shows. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
What is barbershop?
Well, barbershop is kind of mistaken sometimes for an era of music, and it really is a style, a truly American style of music. It's four-part harmony, usually centered around the barbershop seventh chord and the circle of fifths and all that kind of fancy stuff, but it's a very unique and very enjoyable style of music, in which you can apply just anything at all. We do things from the Beatles to Broadway to pop to Christmas songs, anything in a barbershop style.
And it's always a cappella?
Always a cappella. Occasionally, we'll throw a percussion instrument in for effect, but by its nature, is a four-part a cappella singing.
How did it get its name?
Back in the day, the barbershop was kind of the men's club where guys would gather and discuss politics and the business of the day. And they just started singing as part of the evening's festivities. And two gentlemen kind of just thought that was a great idea for a club and started the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
But it's not just a male club anymore, right? Females do barbershop-style music now, too?
Yes. It's a separate organization. Right now, we currently do not have competitive mixed choruses, but there is what everybody has come to know as the Sweet Adelines, and there's also a Harmony Incorporated, two women's barbershop groups, and then the Barbershop Harmony Society is the male singing group.
So you're talking about a quartet now, a tiny, tight little ensemble. How do you translate that level of blend and harmony and lack of a conductor to an 80-voice choir?
It's the same arrangement, the same four parts. You just have multiple people singing the part. And the real challenge is getting everybody to do exactly the same thing, the exact same way at the exact same time. And that's where, in the competitive environment, that's really where you're judged. So it gets down to basic vocal production to make sure that your voice not only matches the note, but the timbre of the person next to you. And so it's the same thing, just with multiple people.
It sounds like something that requires a lot of rehearsal. What does Southern Gateway Chorus do to perfect that blend?
Well, we rehearse once a week on Tuesday night at our own lodge in Winton Place called Harmony Lodge. And we have always been blessed with a tremendous amount of talent from a coaching standpoint. And so most people in the chorus do not have formal singing training. They're just regular folks. Most of their training comes from church choirs and high school, college, glee club things. But we really do provide a tremendous coaching experience, a learning experience for the guys. I mean, the voice is a muscle. And so you have to exercise it and use it and get it in shape. And really, it's very rare that we find somebody who truly cannot sing.
My guest is Gary Ellerhorst from the very talented musical Ellerhorst family. Do you still work in the quartet setting?
No. My two brothers, one moved away and one is involved in the local music scene with bands and things. I stayed in the chorus with my dad. He passed about 10 years ago. So now there are a lot of really fond memories of singing with my father and traveling with them for the barbershop and singing with my two brothers. And so now that he's gone, it's kind of bittersweet to think back all the, you know, the family gatherings where we would get out and sing. But it was great. Great memories, great fun.
I bet holidays at your house were a whole lot of fun. So that brings us to the holiday season, the cooler weather, and just around the corner, it's Christmas time. So tell us what Southern Gateway Chorus has planned for this Christmas season. A couple of performances coming
yes.
up.
Last few years, we've become very busy over the holiday season, which is great. We get to sing just fantastic music in some really great venues. It will usually starts out for us at Songerfest, which is Saturday, the 2nd of December this year. And for the fourth year in a row, we will be performing at St. Francis Seraph Church, which is
on Liberty.
Yes, which is just a tremendous place spiritually to be singing about Christmas, but it also acoustically to sing in the big church, a beautiful setting. It's just an awesome experience to sing. And it's become a very popular performance on the Songerfest route. The following evening, we are singing at Carol Fest at the University of Cincinnati, which is an honor. It's a bit of a cattle call. You run through with many, many other talented groups. You're in, you do your thing, you're out. But we've done that once before, and looking forward to do that again. And then the coup de grace will be on Saturday, December the 9th at 7:30 at Princeton High School. We do our annual holiday program. This year is called Christmas is for Children. And we'll have just a lot of discussions and segues and songs that go back to our Christmas is children and today's Christmas with children and just kind of the whole magical season that turns us all into a child this time of year.
I was going to ask you, what is it about Christmas that softens all of us?
And we talk about this in the show, that there's an innocent naivety in a child and their willingness to just kind of suspend, you know, the logical and whatever, and just really allow themselves to become immersed in the magical and the awesomeness of the holiday by just suspending reality just a little bit and believing in all the wonderful things that this whole holiday season brings to people of many faiths, many backgrounds.
How did you write this show?
Yeah, for about the past 25 years, I don't do any of the writing of the music. All the really important stuff is by the singers, but we'll either script or segue through the show. And I've, for the past 25 years, I've been doing that for the chorus.
And tell me how that connects your love for children and reaching out to children to your educational outreach, because that's an important part of Southern Gateway Chorus's mission.
Yes, we try to really show people like in high school and college that there is music after Glee Club, and there are things to do other than sports that allow you to participate in a great hobby. And the great thing about singing is, as opposed to football or something else, as you get older, you can't really get out on the football field anymore, but you can sing in the choir till they put you in the box, as they say. And it's healthy. It's very emotionally stimulating. It's just a great fraternal group of people to hang with. And singing is just an awesome thing when you can actually move an audience. There's no feeling quite like it.
And choral singing has experienced a huge uptick in popularity. There are so many choirs now, as you'll see if you attend Sangerfest or right. Feast of Carols, tons of choirs and ensembles and groups moving in and out. But you guys were doing it, you know, before it was cool.
Yes. Well, it was always cool. Just people didn't know it was cool. And we would tell all the, and the high schools, that's kind of our message to the guys is, hey, guys, as you get older, you'll find out girls love guys who can sing. So stick with it. But between what we've seen on TV with, you know, The Voice and the explosion of a cappella singing in the last 10, 15 years, it's great. And we go to high schools and we really try to thank the parents for encouraging their children to participate in music at high school. It's not always the coolest thing. And it's unfortunately, it's some of the things that kind of get dropped off due to budgetary concerns. But we really try to encourage their continued participation in singing.
Christmas is for Children runs at Princeton High School on Saturday, December 9th at 7:30. You can also see the Southern Gateway Chorus perform at Feast of Carols at CCM on Sunday, December 3rd at 5 o'clock, and Sangerfest on Saturday, December 2nd at 7. And that's where, Gary?
Sangerfest, we will be at St. Francis Serif Church.
That event sort of covers a lot of venues in Over the Rhine.
Yes, you go from venue to venue on buses, but we will be there for two performances.
Lots of singing and lots of Christmas spirit. They're always learning, always open to new members and to expand their outreach as both performers and educators. The Southern Gateway Chorus strives to connect the music with the stories that they have to tell. My guest has been Gary Ellerhorst, singer and producer. How many years with the chorus?
34.
Gary, thanks for visiting WVXU. For more information on Southern Gateway Chorus, you can connect through our website, wvxu.org. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness,
and wonders of his love,
and wonders of his love,
and wonders.